USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri's governor says he will sign a bill passed by lawmakers which outlaws abortion after 8 weeks. There's no exception for rape or incest. Republican Congresswoman Mary Elizabeth Coleman attacked the reason she says women have abortions.
It is saying that if I don't have the ability to kill my child, that I as a woman cannot obtain whatever dreams and beliefs I may have. It's saying that my economic opportunities will be limited if I do not pay that price with the blood of my child.
But Democratic State Rep. Barbara Washington says the bill takes away a woman's right over her own body.
This bill is not about pro-life. I am a woman. It is my body. It is my choice.
Missouri is the fifth state to pass a restrictive abortion bill. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A federal judge in Oakland has heard arguments in two lawsuits filed to block the Trump administration from building the southern border wall. California and 19 other states brought one suit. The Sierra Club and communities along the border represented by the American Civil Liberties Union brought the other. They want an injunction to stop the government. The judge says he'll make a decision next week. In Washington, the U.S. House has asked a federal judge to block the use of Defense Department money on the wall. Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden says his party won't defeat Donald Trump if it picks an angry nominee to run against him. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, Biden says people need to be united in opposition to the president and his policies.
Let's just look at the facts, not the alternative facts. President Trump inherited an economy from Obama-Biden administration that was given to him, just like he inherited everything else in his life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An independent-turned-Democratic presidential candidate continues his call to overhaul public education. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Independent Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders spoke to supporters in Orangeburg, South Carolina, where he quoted former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, who said education is the right of all of our children, whatever their race, to an equal start in life and to an equal opportunity to reach their full potential as citizens.
The only way to accomplish that goal is to guarantee every person in our country a quality education as a fundamental human right.
Sanders' new plan would allow school districts to use federal money for busing, drawing a sharp contrast with Joe Biden, who fought against efforts to use busing to desegregate schools in the 1970s.
6 months after the largest and deadliest fire in California history, an investigation has concluded it was caused by faulty power lines owned by Pacific Gas and Electric. Facing tens of billions of dollars in potential liability costs, PG&E has already filed for bankruptcy. Bill Johnson, the company's new president and CEO, said he expected the utility would be found responsible.
It certainly brings even greater urgency to our need to inspect, repair, have a power safety shutoff plan, to do all these things we're doing and do them in a hurry so that we don't have another event like that.
The so-called Camp Fire last November killed 85 people and nearly wiped out the entire town of Paradise. For USA Radio.